Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful week.
I was wondering when you were going to say it.
I just felt like, you know.
Kind of taking your sweet time.
Getting the antissa.
Patient.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right. Moving on.
Please do.
Twitter followers. We have some.
All right.
We have Pacific Secularist, Heathen Hippie, and Jeff McBride.
Just three today?
Just three this week.
Everyone counts, though.
Everyone counts.
Excellent.
And you can follow us, too, at Secular Yakking.
That's it?
On Twitter, yeah.
That's just Secular. That's so generic.
What was I supposed to call it?
I don't know. That's just generic. Whatever.
Fine, whatever.
Hey, it's easy.
That's why it's called at Secular Yakking.
It just sounds like it should be more.
I only get, like, 20 characters or something.
Whatever.
Anyway, I'm going to do some stories.
All right, please do.
Oklahoma politicians want to amend Constitution to support churches.
Yes, because they don't have enough support.
Yeah. On Thursday, April 21st, the House voted 65-7 for the resolution calling for a statewide vote on whether to remove the constitutional prohibition on the use of state funds to support a religion. The state Supreme Court relied on that section of the Constitution in June when it ordered a 6-foot-tall granite Ten Commandments monument moved from the Capitol grounds last June.
So they weren't happy.
No, they were pretty unhappy.
Yeah.
Very unhappy.
Uh-huh.
So they want to make sure that they can support religious iconography.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not like there's much of that going on already.
So Section 2-5 of the Constitution states, no public money or property shall ever be appropriated, applied, donated, or used directly or indirectly for the use, benefit, or support of any sect, church, denomination, or system of religion, or for the use, benefit, or support of any priest, preacher, minister, or other religious teacher, or dignitary, or sectarian institution as such.
So they want that removed.
They want that removed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can legally be jerks.
Yes.
Okay.
But there is a light of hope there.
All right.
Representative David Perryman, a Democrat from District 56, said it would open the door for school vouchers.
That's a light.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, please do.
That's the same constitutional provision that prohibits vouchers and ESA, education savings accounts.
Ah.
It prevents public money from being used in private or religious schools. And so when you take the constitutional provision out, as SGR 72 does, what it does is open up the use for public money for vouchers.
Oh, okay.
He says repealing that provision of the Constitution was never about returning the Ten Commandments monument to the Capitol. He says it's about lawmakers looking for a backdoor way to allow school vouchers. And I tend to agree with him.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it would be used for. Now, because they're going to say it's for the Ten Commandments so that they can put those back up.
Right.
But then someone's going to go next year and start using these vouchers for private schools.
Right, because there's always an actual real agenda behind that front agenda.
There always is.
Of course.
But this just goes into one of the problems with these theocratic type of situations. They literally want to remove the separation of church and state from Oklahoma.
Which is just ridiculous.
They're going to get sued.
Well, I would hope so.
There is no way that's going to pass federal constitutional grounds.
No, of course not.
And as much as they don't want to admit it, they have to follow federal law.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking the whole time you're reading it. I'm like, there's a federal law that kind of overrides this. And this is technically, in my opinion, such a waste of time.
Right. It is. Because it's going to pass. I mean, it did pass. So now it's got to go to the Senate. And then it's got to be signed by the governor. And Oklahoma's governor is probably going to sign it.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
But like I was saying, it doesn't pass federal constitutional muster.
Right.
And the problem is, I think a lot of these people from this area, and a lot of areas actually, don't think that federal constitutional requirements go to the state.
Ah.
But they do.
Right.
That's part of the amendments too.
Yeah.
So I'll keep an eye on that. It will likely go through and be challenged, and we'll just have fun with it.
Okay.
Speaking of fun. Satanic black mass causes Christians to panic in Oklahoma.
They're freaking out because they want to have a mass.
Black mass.
Whoopee.
A satanic black mass scheduled to be held in Oklahoma later this year is sending Christians into a panic. Over 100,000 angry Christians who fail to understand or respect the U.S. Constitution have signed a petition asking Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon and the Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett to cancel a satanic black mass scheduled at the Oklahoma City Civic Center on Monday, August 15th.
Right, because, you know, nobody else can hold any kind of ceremony whatsoever, just them.
Right. So it's religious freedom for Christians.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's part of the petition.
Okay.
It claims that every black mass is a direct and deliberate and sinful act of hatred against God. And here's a direct quote from it.
All right.
With my heart and soul, I express full, complete, and vehement rejection of the satanic black mass scheduled at the Oklahoma City Civic Center on August 15th. I urge you to cancel this event, which offends more than 1 billion Catholics worldwide, 200,000 Catholics in Oklahoma, and countless more God-loving Americans. Sacrilege is simply not free speech.
They just don't get it, do they?
Sacrilege is free speech.
But no, okay, no, I totally agree with that. But they just don't get the whole, you know.
They don't get freedom of religion.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, freedom of religion. Well, I mean, why do they think it just pertains to them and them only?
Right. Well, because we're obviously a Christian nation, right?
I don't give a crap. That's still not freedom of religion.
Right. They pass all these RFRA laws, right?
Uh-huh.
The right to practice religion any way we see fit, unless you're not Christian.
I was going to say, unless you differ from what we agree with.
So this proves that they're not about freedom of religion
at all. Of course
not.
Of course not.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I see nothing good.
There's a little more to this.
All right.
Tradition Family Property, a conservative Roman Catholic group, is sponsoring a petition to cancel the Black Mass. The group's student action director, John Ritchie, described the planned Black Mass as a double attack because God and his mother would be publicly vilified on city property. He says, to defile and smear the true Mass, the Blessed Sacrament, the Mother of Jesus, is not even remotely a form of religious expression, but rather a direct attack of anti-religious bigotry and hatred against God.
Jeez.
And when government buildings open their doors to allow satanic black mass that offends God so deeply, it begs the question, where is our beloved nation headed? Are we still one nation under God?
So would they still feel the same way if they needed, you know, a Muslim group that wanted to come in and have a ceremony? Of course they would. They would have issue with that as well.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Anyone who isn't them, they're going to have issue with. And I love how little Oklahoma is the problem of the whole world of Catholics.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you mentioned the world's worth of Catholics? Because this one thing that Oklahoma City is doing is going to offend the world.
Yeah, it is. Obviously.
That's so absurd and so self-centered and selfish.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I mean, why can they not just be... I was going to say open-minded, but that's not the right word. Why can't they just, you know, be all-inclusive and accepting?
Well, they tell us all the time, why can't you respect my religious beliefs, right?
Right.
Yeah, why do you have to, you know, tell us that, I lost my train of thought. So it's basically, they're constantly telling us to stay out of their religious business, that they should be able to do whatever they want.
Right.
And if they want to have a religious ceremony, a national day of prayer.
We're supposed to leave them alone.
Or an invocation at city council meetings, or in God We Trust on their bumpers. Then why the hell can't we allow a black mass?
Why can't they be accepting of anything besides themselves?
Right. It's the pure hypocrisy of the whole thing.
It's extremely. I mean, the fact that they sit there and whine, oh, we should have the right to say or do what blah, 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 respect us. But yet, you know, they're the first damn one to not respect anyone else.
I know. Speaking of not respecting anyone else.
Okay, this would be segue to a new story.
Yeah. A new book claims Christopher Hitchens considered Christianity near death.
Yeah, sure he did.
No, he did not. A new book by Christian author Larry Alex Taunton An evangelical Christian who knew Christopher Hitchens for 3 years makes the claim that Hitchens had privately considered converting to Christianity before his death in his new book.
Oh, that's such BS.
The book is named The Faith of Christopher Hitchens, The Restless Soul of the World's Most Notorious Atheist.
So he wrote this.
Yes.
And that just seems, I don't know, to me that seems wrong to write a book about anyone like that and to claim something in their name based on your opinion, basically.
Right. So I remember following the slow death of Christopher Hitchens because, you know, that sucked.
Yeah.
It was, and he said on several occasions that if there is a rumor of my deathbed conversion, no, it was not me.
I remember that.
Not in my right mind.
Yes, I remember that.
Right. So this guy says he alludes strongly to Hitchens' conversion, acknowledges in his books that he has no reports of deathbed conversions for Hitchens, but continues to speculate that the author of God Is Not Great sought out the church before his death in 2011.
So wait, back up. So you just said that he said that Hitchens never actually said anything?
No.
So then what's his claim?
Here's his claim. At the end of his life, Christopher's searches had brought him willingly, if secretly, to the altar. Precisely what he did there, no one knows. He continued by claiming that Hitchens believed that he was too famous of an atheist to admit he had a change of heart. I am telling you, the way Hitchens spoke, if he'd have had a change of heart, he would have damn well said it.
Yeah, he was not a shy man by any means.
Yeah, Steve Wasserman, a friend of Hitchens for more than 30 years, calls the book's claim petty and appalling.
I agree.
And he says, I'm not in the position to dispute what Taunton says were private conversations. But I really think it's a shabby business. It reveals a lack of respect. This is not a way to debate Christopher Hitchens' beliefs. The report, unverifiable conversations, which amazingly contradict everything Christopher Hitchens ever said or stood for.
Now, to me, this just seems like a publicity ploy.
It feels like it.
Truly. I completely disagree with this. And I actually think that it's very disgusting.
It is. So, you know, that's just the thing. We on our side have claimed several times that Mother Teresa may have had late life conversion to atheism.
Oh, uh-huh.
But we have her writings that say that she has had started questioning her faith towards the end of her life. Uh-huh. We have nothing like that from Hitchens. In fact, his last book, Mortality, was very much still the anti-religion.
Well, exactly. So as I say, he has a history. You know, he's got nothing derailed, I guess you could say.
Right.
He never derailed from what his original thoughts were. Is with Mother Teresa, like you said, there is proven a little tidbits here and there that show possibilities of it, where with Christopher Hitchens, there was never anything.
No, there was never a doubt. Even to his last breath, there was never a doubt. And if I remember reading right, his wife was with him when he died, and there was nothing. No deathbed conversion ever.
Yeah, I just think this is a really disgusting publicity ploy, and I think it's really despicable.
Yeah.
But and very tasteless.
I won't be buying his book.
You think?
Are you tired of hearing the same old depressing news?
Exhausted with the state of the world and see no hope for its future?
Then why not escape reality with the Atheist Apocalypse Podcast?
Come meet the people and the mysterious events of the Tri-Counties, where the despair is hilarious and the baseless hopelessness is scarce.
A fictional comedy audio story. Unlike anything in the podcasting realm, Atheist Apocalypse will take you away from your daily woes while informing you about the secret plot to take over the planet.
Stupid. Don't tell the listeners of the show that. I'm not ready.
Sorry. I thought they should know.
You're an idiot. They need to listen to Atheist Apocalypse first. Otherwise, they'll be unprepared for the news.
If your podcast lineup needs some comedy, or even if it doesn't, add Atheist Apocalypse Podcast to your queue. To enjoy our bi-weekly adventures with the wacky cast and crew, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and YouTube, or find all the information you need at atheistapocalypse.com.
In other news,
Yes, dear.
God demands USA removing God we trust from its currency.
Does he now?
Yes. The Lord God above.
Okay, who's he talking to now?
Held a press conference to demand the United States of America remove the words "in God we trust" from their national currency.
Wait. Back up that choo-choo. You said God held a press conference?
Yes.
Did he now? Okay. Now,
I'm going to be upfront on this one. This is a parody account, obviously.
Okay, I hope so, because seriously?
Yeah, that's. I think it's God on Facebook. Maybe. Maybe not. But the website is called The Good Lord Above, and I know it's a satirical account. But
so that's why
I think the story
irritated.
Is really cool.
Okay. That explains why I'm getting really irritated, because it's just weird.
So, this is a quote from the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord God demands you remove the phrase, "In God we trust," from thy filthy money at once. Boom, God, from the holy podium. I don't want to be associated with the USA anymore. It is a silly place full of many stupid idiots. Okay. He was also angry about the implied responsibility for continued well-being of United States of America. It's like they're trying to shame me into always keeping them safe and rich. Why are they putting all this on me? God bless you. God bless America. And God, we blah, 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 blah. Just leave me alone, you freaks.
That's a weird story.
I liked it. It was funny. God has given Congress 10 days to pass legislation removing the phrase "in God we trust" from his currency. If not, the USA may be in store for several plagues.
Awesome.
Another quote. It's been a while since I've attacked a country with plagues. This time I will strike with the plague of bills, a plague of lost cell phones, a plague of shitty reception, a plague of lead contaminated water, a plague of voting irregularities, a plague of horrible presidential candidates, and a plague of unforgivably stupid idiots. Smite.
Oh my gosh, it's happening as we speak.
Prophecy is being fulfilled.
It's so scary. Let's run.
Anyway, yeah, I just thought we needed a little levity before we head back to Oklahoma.
We're going to Oklahoma again.
Yeah, I fell in love with Oklahoma this week.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
That's right, folks. It's time for the Potter Award. And yes, we're going back to Oklahoma.
I cannot believe we're going back to Oklahoma again.
Yeah. Sticking with our Oklahoma theme, we are looking at the actions of Republican State Representative Dave Brumbaugh. I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah, okay, sure.
He's making a list because of the laws and bills he proposes in the legislature. So we'll start with a nice, easy one.
All right.
Oklahoma H.R. 1063. A resolution commemorating the 60th anniversary of the national motto, which is coming up this year, by the way, supporting and encouraging its public display. And this is directly from it. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the House of Representatives of the second session of the 55th Oklahoma Legislature that members of Oklahoma House of Representatives commemorate the 60th anniversary of the adoption of the national motto, "In God We Trust," that members of the Oklahoma House of Representatives support and encourage the public display of the national motto.
Okay. I zoned out. What?
You always zone out when I read laws. I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what your problem is. Anyway, they're saying, yay, 60th anniversary of "In God We Trust" being our national motto. Please post it everywhere.
Okay, that's kind of what I got.
Yeah.
The gist of it anyway. All right,
so we'll move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
H.R. 1039. A resolution relating to marriage expressing support for natural marriage, stating policy of state to defend natural marriage as recognized by the people of Oklahoma. Declaring marriage between one man and one woman to remain law regardless of any court decision, finding any court decision purporting to strike down natural marriage as unauthoritative and void. I don't think I need to read more.
Please don't.
Basically, this law is saying, we don't care what the Supreme Court said about gay marriage. We're not doing it.
That's pretty much what I got, so I'm very glad that you quit reading it.
Yeah, it goes on to say that the Attorney General has to defend the state in case someone sues because they don't recognize gay marriage, and the governor must resist unlawful court encroachments.
Uh-huh.
He's basically telling the state of Oklahoma to ignore federal courts.
Very Potterish of him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So let me back the choo-choo up for just a second.
Yeah.
Is our Potter...
Just this guy.
Just this guy, okay.
And just for his bills.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's one big one. Later.
Of course there is, because there's always more.
Yeah. Well, it's like you're reading.
Yeah, don't even give me that. Just read on.
Okay. Currently, the Oklahoma Supreme Court is filled by appointment of the governor after suggestions by a committee for a term of 6 years. Then they must go through an election process to retain their position. However, he has suggested a constitutional amendment.
Of course he did.
That would change judges to being elected by popular vote. This stems from the decision from last year that caused removal of the Ten Commandments. Remember, we talked about that earlier.
Right.
So, from the state capitol, he is suggesting that the Constitution be rewritten because he didn't like a decision they made.
Right. He wants everything to go his way.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Got another one here.
Gee Louise.
H.J.R. 1036. This is the bill we talked about earlier.
Did we now?
Yeah, the separation of church and state monies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really need to rehash that one again.
No.
But by far the worst bill he has introduced is SB 1552.
Okay.
A bill that would effectively make providing abortions illegal.
Now, that's interesting.
Yes. It's an amendment to Oklahoma Statute 1-730 that regulates abortions in the state and what will get a medical license revoked. This is a quote from the current statutes. Okay. No person shall perform or endorse an abortion upon a pregnant woman unless that person is a physician licensed to practice medicine in the state of Oklahoma. Any person violating this section shall be guilty of felony punishable by imprisonment for not less than 1 year, not more than 3 years in a state pen. Now,
Okay. The
amendment would remove this language, unless that person is a physician licensed to practice medicine in the state of Oklahoma.
So if they are them, then they will go to jail.
So that language right there will be removed, which would leave it to say this. No person shall perform or induce an abortion upon a pregnant woman in the state of Oklahoma.
Period?
Period.
And he thinks he can do this, does he?
Oh, it gets better. Any physician participating in the performance of adoption shall be prohibited from obtaining or renewing a license to practice medicine in the state.
You know, you said adoption, right?
Abortion. Sorry. Adoption. Yes.
Anyways.
The only exception to these rules would be abortion save the life of the mother, and the bill makes it clear that a threat of suicide by a woman seeking an abortion does not fulfill the life requirement. So if she's threatening to commit suicide, they still can't perform an abortion.
Okay, the guy's a piece of work.
Yeah. They have labeled this unprofessional conduct, which can be grounds for loss of medical license.
And he thinks he's going to get this passed, does he?
Oh, he thinks he's going to get it passed. It's got pretty good support, and the governor has already said she will likely sign it.
Now, am I wrong, or can they not do that?
Technically, no.
Okay, so it's not just me.
So Roe versus Wade
made
this type of law illegal.
Right.
Right.
So that's kind of my point. What's he doing?
Well, I'm not done. Ugh. When asked about how the state will pay for the inevitable lawsuit for this, he said, do we make laws because they're moral and right, or do we make them based on what an unelected judicial occupant might question or want to overturn? So he has incredible disdain for the courts.
Obviously.
Right. He wants to ignore what the Supreme Court has said.
Who cares?
Uh-huh. Right. And he wants to make sure that judges are only by popular vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. And high school. Yeah. And we saw how wonderful that went over in Alabama with Judge Roy Moore. You may not remember him, but yeah, I do. Because he won a Potter Award. Mm. Anyway. He also assured his fellow lawmakers that God would take care of everything.
The old standby.
Yep. Everybody talks about this I'm going to quote him. I meant to say that.
Okay.
Everybody talks about this $1.3 billion deficit. If we take care of morality, God will take care of the economy.
Because he's so good at that.
Yeah, it's gone over so well in these other states.
I am so sick of God will take care of this and that.
But here's the thing. He is criminalizing.
Yes.
Medical doctors doing their job.
Yep. And again, I stick with the whole point of, isn't there like the federal ruling that overrides
him? Yes, there
him?
Is.
So
they will be
is this
sued.
Even being entertained in the first place.
I read something. I forgot what it was, though.
Uh-huh.
No. It's an election year, for one.
So what? Publicity?
Publicity, yeah.
Well, I don't care. This is still ridiculous.
Well, I agree. I mean, I can't understand, honestly, why it should make such a huge difference to them. Why they have to restrict everything.
because that's what they do.
But here's the thing. He's a small government Republican. Mm-hmm. Small government until it has to do with someone's uterus.
Oh, of course.
Or someone's sexual orientation.
Yeah, what they do behind closed doors.
Yeah, basically things that don't affect him one bit.
No, not in the least.
But the rest of his bills were lots of small government stuff.
Yeah, anything that's like pertains to actually taking care of the people, nah, we don't need to do that.
Well, he wants to get rid of anything that takes care of people.
We want to get into the, you know, the private business of what goes on with people.
Yeah, and he wants to make sure the churches get all the money they can get. Yeah. He wants to make sure that they can get promoted by the government with Ten Commandment monuments, and he'll probably be pushing for In God We Trust all over the place.
He probably misses the good old dark ages.
I'm sure he does.
Where church ran everything as it should.
Yeah, right.
And everybody was illiterate and blind to everything going on.
Yeah, well, that's the way it should be.
Yep, that's how they like it.
All right. That's all the yakking I got for you then.
I'm good with that because that's just ridiculous.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
My input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Secular Yakking is a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network. Sun is a group of skeptical, secular, and humanist content creators collaborating with the goal of creating high-quality entertainment, and just maybe, to do some good along the way. Find out more about the Sun and the other shows that make up the network at secularoutreach.com.